America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Are you in the market for a new car? I don't mean a brand new car. I mean one that's new for you, a used car. Do you know how much money you can save on depreciation? You go and you buy yourself, I don't know, a $27,000 brand new car. You sign the papers, you drive it off the lot, and all of a sudden it's worth $19,400. That's depreciation. Why deal with that? Why waste all of that money and purchasing power? Get yourself a good, decent, used car. I got myself a Toyota Camry, 5 years ago? It had 18,000 miles on it. It has 200,000 miles on it, and it gets me up and down the highway every single day. And I've saved tons of money. We have a list here of the 9 safest bets for used car buyers. These are considered to be the most reliable and best performing used cars. Number 1, the 2008 Mazda 3S. If your budget for a used car only goes to about 10 grand, it's hard to do better than the 2008 Mazda 3S. It's reliable and safe like the rest of the cars on this list, but it also has a look that's aged much better than most 8-year-old cars. As a bonus, it's surprisingly fun to drive as well. The next one, the 2005 Honda CR-V. Not everybody with a $10,000 budget is looking for a car. Some people like the look and feel of driving an SUV. For those people, the 2005 Honda CR-V is the best bet. It will be spacious and it will be practical, all while delivering the expected Honda reliability. The next one, and these are safe bets for used car buyers, the 2007 Infiniti G35. If you've got about $15,000 to spend, the 2007 Infiniti G35, an excellent choice. For the cost of a small economy car, you can buy a very capable luxury sports sedan instead. Parts and repairs could be a little more expensive, but a well-maintained G35 likely will not need them often. The next one, the 2005, 6, and 7 Toyota Highlander. If you're looking to spend about 15 grand, want an SUV, the one you want to go with is the 2005, 6, or 7 Highlander. The extra $5,000 in your budget, if you're moving up from the $10,000 range, buys you more space and comfort than the CR-V, but you can expect similar reliability. Next, the 2010, 11, 12, and 13 Toyota Prius. If you're going to spend about $20,000, this is a good bet. It gets incredible gas mileage, so if your main concern is fuel economy, this is definitely the used car for you. It will not be fast, but it will definitely be reliable and inexpensive to run. Two lovely things to hear when you buy a used car: that you will not have to throw a lot of money into it for repair, and it's not going to eat $20 bills like they're going out of style for lunch. Let's see, the next one. The 2008, 09, 10, 11, and 12 Honda Accord. For something a little more fun to drive in the $20,000 category, the 2008 through 2012 Honda Accord is the family sedan of choice. It's not going to chase down the Infiniti G35 in the canyons, you wouldn't expect it to, but with the V6, it's surprisingly quick. At the same time, it's still a Honda, so it'll be just as predictable and reliable as you would expect. The next one, the 2010, 11, and 12 Toyota Camry. Family sedan buyers looking to spend up to 20 grand should also consider the Toyota Camry from 10 through 12. What the Camry gives up to the Accord in the fun-to-drive department, it makes up for by delivering even better reliability. It's not that the Accord is unreliable, but the Camry is just extra reliable. The Camry is incredibly popular. I remember we did a story once here on the show about cars most likely to be stolen, and the Camry was high on the list because of its reliability. The next one, the 2009, 2010, 2011 Toyota RAV4, rounding out the $20,000 price bracket. Most of what you get in the Camry, you get in the RAV4, but you also get the taller driving position and increased cargo capacity of an SUV. The optional V6 engine makes the RAV4 surprisingly quick, but its gas mileage still remains high. I have a Camry. My wife has a large Grand Caravan. We drove to Disney World last year, didn't want to put all the extra miles in our own car, so we rented a RAV4. I felt like I was in my Camry. It is very similar. It seems the same. The cabin size is exact. The only thing, and it says it here, you just feel higher. The storage isn't great for an SUV, but it's a mini SUV, so you kind of know that going in. And the other one, the 2009 Infiniti M35. If you have $25,000 to spend, the Infiniti M35, about as good as it gets. For the price of a new midsize sedan with a few options on it, you can have a legitimate luxury sports sedan. Compared to the Infiniti G35, the M35 offers an interior with higher quality, more luxurious materials, and more features. And if you're in this price range, why not go and get the Infiniti? Those are the safest bets for used car buyers. And when you do get a used car, don't just buy it and drive away. You want to take it to your mechanic and have him give it the once-over with the proverbial fine-tooth comb. Stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, and then TV shows we just never could seem to get rid of. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is there an easy way to make sure you get the right change back when you break a large bill? You know, you make a purchase, hand the clerk a 20, and do you check to see if you receive the correct amount of change? Here's an easy way to avoid being a victim. Here's the science of it. It's as simple as observational learning. The next time you hand any clerk a bill, announce it and say, you know, that's out of 20. Also, take a moment as you hand the clerk the bill and note the last three serial numbers. If you get the wrong change, you can say, I gave you a 20 and the last three serial numbers on the bill were. That way, no dispute, no argument over the size of the bill. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's always the same. The holder of the facts always gets the correct change. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bill and Jane Clark were heartbroken when their son and daughter-in-law got a divorce, but now they're downright mad. The Clarks' daughter-in-law has informed them that her children will not be visiting their grandparents anymore. She has started a new life with a new man, and she doesn't want to confuse the children with too many relatives. The Clarks are heartbroken because they adore their grandchildren, but what can they do? In this case, do grandparents have any legal rights? Stay tuned for the final verdict. In the past, grandparent visitation wasn't even considered by the court. But recently, all 50 states have recognized a grandparent's right to visit if it's in the child's best interest. The Clarks successfully petitioned the court for visitation rights. And that's the final verdict.